what is meant by causation of damage? In order to bring a successful action in negligence, it is not enough to establish the first two ingredients. 1. The duty of care. 2. Breach of that duty. The claimant must also prove 3. On the balance of probabilities, that the breach caused his damage. If the defendant is not responsible or partly responsible for the harm suffered, then he cannot be made liable for it, even if he has been negligent. The question of causation can be divided into 2 issues: causation in fact, and 2, causation in law or remoteness. Causation in fact is the focus of this podcast. The first issue has been described by Winfield as primarily a matter of historical mechanics. As the name states, it involves establishing the facts of how something came about at a given time. Causation in fact may not establish all or even the main causes, but it will permit exclusion of certain factors or persons from having contributed to a particular outcome. A hypothetical test is traditionally used to begin the process of establishing causation in fact. Known as the but-for test, it involves asking the question, but for the defendant's breach of duty, would the claimant's damage still have occurred? If the answer is yes, then the defendant's breach generally can be eliminated as a factual cause of the damage. If the answer is no, then we know that the defendant's breach is at least one of the contributing causes of the damage. Barnett and Kensington and Chelsea Management Committee, 1969, provides a clear demonstration of the application of the but-for test. 3 night watchmen became ill after drinking tea. They attended the local hospital, where the casualty officer on duty did not examine them, but recommended on the telephone that they return home and contact their own doctors. Some hours later, one of the men died. It turned out that he had died of arsenical poison. The court accepted that the casualty officer had indeed been negligent in failing to examine the patients. However, but for his breach, the death would still have occurred. Therefore, it was to be eliminated as a cause of the death.